Every action you take as a leader has a ripple effect, starting with your team, going out to the organization, and even out into people's personal lives. Here we offer you the chance to learn from real-life stories of leadership, so you can gain a deeper understanding and level up your own skills. From communication to culture to power inequity to feedback to resolving conflict and more. Join us and make sure you're creating the ripples you want. Welcome to Leadership Ripples with Leah Fink.
Hello and welcome to Leadership Ripples with Leah Fink. Today we are going to be tackling the difficult task of what to do when a member of your team leaves. How do you address that with everyone else that is still there? DS writes in with her question. I recently had one of my staff choose to leave, and in their exit interview, they were vocal about the problems they saw in our workplace. I need to address them leaving with the team, and I'm not sure exactly what to say. I'll inform the team about what we're doing to fill their position as soon as possible, but I know I can't disclose any other details for legal reasons. I feel like I have to address something around some of the current challenges in the office, or rumors will start and we'll lose more people. Should I talk about that, or do I address it at all? I want to boost morale and be empathetic, but would I just be inviting in problems that don't exist? That is a great question, DS, and of course this is a complicated situation for many reasons. First, I appreciate that you do need to be careful from a legal perspective when you share any sort of employee information, or make sure to not. And you need to make sure that you're comfortable handling any conversation that if questions do come up and your staff are asking about things, that you're confident and comfortable in what you don't share. So just being aware of that. Now, knowing that there is this boundary, the first thing I want to invite you to explore is, why is it important for you to have this kind of conversation? I find it's always helpful as we go into these leadership quandaries to first think about, why am I reacting to the situation? What is my personal stake in the outcome? So it could be, what are you valuing or trying to protect in this situation? We all have agendas. Every situation we go into, we have an agenda of what we hope. And the clearer that we can be with that for us means that we're less likely to first get caught in potentially unhelpful, unconscious habits that maybe are more reactive than responsive. And that means the closer we can be to matching our intention with the outcome or the impact that we're going to have on people. So first, just starting to question, like, what is coming up for me and how might that impact how I move forward? Now, some of the things you mentioned, yes, are that you want to be empathetic, you want to boost morale, and you also mentioned that you're worried that this might mean you lose more people going forward. So when I hear those things, there's a couple assumptions that I might make about the situation. These might be wrong, they might be right. One of them is that you care about your team and you want them to know that. That's really wonderful. Another is it would impact you in some way negatively to lose this employee and to lose other employees. And that could be on a personal and a professional level. And the final thing I'm kind of picking up from here is that there might also be issues that you're actually seeing within your workplace that you are now worried about. And I'm going to hazard a guess that whether you were in the interview or not with this former staff member, it was hard to hear some of the things that were said. Maybe you heard them talk about problems that you already knew existed and you hoped weren't actually affecting people as maybe much as they are. Maybe it confirmed for you that these fears that you had about them existing and impacting people, or maybe you just didn't know about some of these challenges, but now that this person has brought them up, you can't ignore them anymore. You're aware that they might be impacting not only this person, but other people. Because now someone has confirmed to you something about the workplace that you have helped create as a leader, that you're somewhat part of creating, was harmful to them. It hurt them in some way. And that is really painful to sit with as a leader. And I urge you and any other leaders listening to not shy away from this, because it can be easy. We don't want to think about this potential that we've harmed someone. And so we make justifications in our own head about, oh, surely it's not that bad, or it was just this one person. And if we do that, if we don't acknowledge that we had some part in whatever happened, maybe not the whole responsibility, but some part, it means we're not going to have the chance to grow, to address these things, to make the situation better. We're literally just putting our heads in the sand and pretending like these problems don't exist. And I sensed in your question, DS, this question of how do I do better? How do I now move forward with the team that is still here? And that's something that I would suggest does require a discussion. You want to have a meeting with your team, and you can do this live, obviously, if you have a live staff meeting. You can do this online if that's how you meet. And this conversation, though, I believe really needs to happen to have this kind of impact. Now, I would keep the explanation around the former employee fairly short, fairly simple, saying something like, name is no longer with this organization. I realize this is going to have an impact on all of you. The first thing I'll address, as you mentioned, is we're going to do work to make sure this position is filled as soon as possible. This piece is just some information for them. I would keep it brief and to the point, the information that they need. Now, the next piece is much more important, and it's actually more about the employees that are remaining. And that's their opportunity to be able to process and come to terms with what this means for them, with their own emotional experience. And you talk about empathy and morale. This is how you create that empathy and build morale with your team. You get to introduce this conversation. Could sound something like, whenever a staff member leaves, I know that can lead to questions and worries about what's going to happen. Although I might not be able to share answers to questions that you have or be able to solve anything right now, I'd like to give people the opportunity to share some of those concerns. Then you can start yourself, of course. You know, I'll start. I'm concerned with how name leaving will impact the rest of the team and or morale. That's a real situation to you. It is something you are concerned about. And now you're opening the doors. You're sharing a personal concern that you have, which is a little bit of vulnerability on your side, and letting them now know that it's okay to share that. And I would make sure that you're not sharing a challenge that your staff, previous staff member shared. Share something that is real for you. And before we go further, too, I'll bring up some options with the conversation that I just opened. To have this conversation live, out loud, non-anonymous, could be daunting, especially depending on where your team is at, where psychological and emotional safety is at with your team. And if you have not had the opportunity to really cultivate this safe space with a culture of feedback where people are willing to share some of these pieces, this might be really tough. You might get a lot of awkward silence. So there's a couple things that you could do here. So you don't just get, nope, I'm not worried, or silence. One option you have is to make a way to have some anonymous feedback ahead of the meeting or even in the meeting. Something like creating a Google form, make sure people are logged out so it's anonymous. Everyone can share their ideas. Then you can read those out loud, share them with the group, and start a conversation that way. Another great method that you can use to share group concerns, if you do have a little safety, but it can still feel daunting maybe to speak some of these things out loud, is to simply have people write concerns on sticky notes. And when you have them, you can gather them all together, put them up, and then you can read them out. Once again, this is not quite anonymous, but gives that sense of I don't have to say this out loud, which can be quite hard. So now you've gathered some of these concerns with your team. What do you do with them? As you share about what people have put forward, if you're reading them out or someone says something, you can invite people to share their experience with that thing. If they agree, if they disagree. Let's say you get a comment and someone says they're concerned about someone leaving now means that the team's going to be under more stress, have to work overtime. First of all, you can paraphrase what they said and simply validate their emotions. So I'm hearing you think the situation will make everything more stressed and I can understand your worry. Very simple. Don't have to go into a huge thing. And then you can ask them questions to know more about what is happening for them. What is the real impact here? So could be things like, what about this makes you the most stressed? Is there a particular thing that you think would support you until we get the new staff member in? You're not asking in order to be able to promise a solution, but you want to know their thoughts. What are they feeling? What are they seeing as challenges? What are some things that might help them to move forward from this in a better way? Now, at the end of this conversation, I would really thank people for bringing forth these things, for being a bit honest and vulnerable. And you can let them know that if they have other things come up, they can share them with you individually. Maybe you have another way to do that anonymously, if that feels safer. And thank them for their suggestions. Let them know, of course, that you might not be able to do everything that they've requested, but that you will keep them updated on what you are planning to do and what you are able to do. If you did have some vulnerability from your team You have now some unspoken things that are out in the open, which is great. This gives you such a gift moving forward. You don't have to rely now on these guesses, right? Because I'm sure you had guesses and assumptions before. You can address what's really happening. And now you can bring this conversation or this type of conversation forward when you need to as well. You'll find that when you give people these opportunities to share their worries, to share their ideas going forward, it's an incredibly powerful thing. People feel very cared for and empathized with, and morale goes up when they feel heard. If you didn't get any response, if people didn't share any worries, they just said, nope, everything's fine, you still introduce this idea. Even saying something like, it might be hard to think about something in the moment or to share that with the group. I know that I have worries about this, so I want to make sure that other people who might have worries can also feel heard. I think there are always some ways that we could be making our workspace better. So if you have anything you think of after this meeting, you can share it with me in person or anonymously. So maybe you do get some ideas and maybe you don't. And if you've put forward multiple options gently and with the potential for anonymity and that you have really tried to cultivate this sense and no one has come forward with anything, it doesn't mean that no problems exist. There is absolutely no group that has no concerns or worries. And so it generally means then if you're not hearing anything that people are not feeling safe to do so. Maybe there's not quite the psychological safety that you do need in your environment. And that might unfortunately mean that you're losing more people soon. So to me, if that happens, that should be your focus. Your focus needs to be on developing the culture that you need, developing the safety that you need, that people can share these things so you can actually address them. If nothing gets addressed, you're only going to continue to have problems. If you're in a situation like this and you don't know how to handle it, please feel free to reach out. I would love to chat with you and help you. I have facilitated many of these conversations, and there's so many ways that we can bring forward new ideas, new solutions, once we do hear what these concerns are. And especially for you, DS, I want to thank you so much for that question, and we will be doing our follow-up. And as a reminder to anyone, if you would like to share your story or your question, I'd love to hear it. You can find the link for that in the description below. And as a thank you for that, I will, of course, follow up, make sure you really get that question answered and you are comfortable moving forward. I want to thank you so much for coming and listening with us today, for considering some of these different aspects and challenges that might be coming up in your workplace. You don't have to limit this conversation to when someone leaves your team. This could happen at any point, anytime there's a change, anytime you're excited to try something new, or you notice some tense vibes with your staff team. Give them the opportunity to share what they might be worried about, what they are hopeful for, what could change. Thank you so much for listening and learning with me. And as we close, remember to ask yourself, what ripples are you going to create this week?
We hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure to subscribe, comment, and connect with Leah at meetleah.ca.